be at the NWA Wrestling Legends Fan Fest. One of them was going to be there. Gentlemen that you absolutely, positively know, I'm sure, Bob Caudle. And I'm thrilled to say that I'm getting the opportunity to chat with him. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How about you, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you taking time to be here.
Oh, no, thanks for having me, because I'm always glad, really, to be able to talk about what really has become a wrestling legend, and that's our Fan Fest.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about the fact that whether you acknowledge it or not, you've become a wrestling legend.
You know what that means, don't you, Jeff?
What is that, sir?
That just means I'm old as heck.
Well, I certainly didn't say that. Let me tell you something, Bob. When I was growing up in Philadelphia, of course, we were WWF territory. And every week, my dad and I would be down in the basement watching Channel 17 or Channel 48 on a little black and white television set, because my mom absolutely refused to allow us to watch that stuff up in the living room on the big television.
There you go.
And every once in a while, the TV stations would get the wrong tapes, and they would get stuff from NWA territory, and we were blown away, not just by the men in the ring, but by folks such as yourself.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it was a different era, Jeff. Wrestling has really, really changed over the years, and what's going on now is so vastly different, I really can't even watch it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about your involvement and what you've done over the years, and then how it all culminates now with the Legends Fan Fest.
Well, I was just very fortunate. I happened to be in the right place at the right time when the Crockett's needed someone to do the television, and I was available, and I was lucky enough to hang around, I guess, for over some 30 years, really. And it's not something that I planned to do. It was just something that happened.
Well, your day job was a little different than the wrestling, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was working at WRAL-TV at the time.
Mm-hmm. And spent a little time with Senator Helms?
Yep, sure did. Worked for him worked for him at the television station, and then later in his Senate office. I was with him some 45 years, I guess, really.
Mm-hmm. Was the senator a fan?
No, not really. I don't think he ever really had time to watch much television, to be honest.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure he wasn't holding it against you, you know.
No, never did. Never did.
Because I could see it coming together, though, on those occasions when the senator might need an enforcer on the floor of the Senate. You know, you've got somebody on the left who's getting a little bit out of line. Hurry up, get Caudle on the phone. He knows people.
Yeah. No, he was always glad for me to be able to do it, really.
Yeah. What were some of the great stories that you had when you were in the wrestling business? Because obviously you spent an awful lot of time in it, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I don't know. We had so many of them. I go back and think about all the many, many guys that I knew and that I became friends with. And it's just like this coming weekend when we're going to officially open Fan Fest at noon on Friday. Ric Flair is going to be there with me, I understand. And I haven't seen Ric in over 15 years, I guess. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him, and I know all the fans are too. But I had a number of great stories just listening to some of the guys tell their stories.
Yeah,
I used to travel a lot with Sandy Scott and Gene Anderson down 85 to Spartanburg and over to Shelby and some of the other places around Charlotte, and they always told great stories about some of the really guys that they ran into that, were really odd characters over that time.
Mm-hmm. When you come to Fan Fest, and you've been to a number of them, right?
Yeah, I've only missed one, and that was one in Maryland 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. All right, so you come up to Fan Fest, you have the chance to see a whole group of people. Are you sometimes asking them questions about what's going on these days?
Yeah. They come from everywhere, too. That's another thing. At the time that we were on the air, I had no idea how popular it was going to be. We have fans coming from all. Last year, we had several from Japan, practically from every state in the Union, and from Canada. I met a fine young couple from Canada last year, and they mailed me a note several weeks ago that they already had their tickets, and they were coming back this year.
Beautiful. They're not asking to stay on your couch or anything.
No,
okay.
Not.
Well, I'm just checking. You know, a lot of times that happens.
That's right.
That was one of the things that I loved, and I was involved in this many years after the heyday of the NWA up in New England, and we had the NWA New England, and we ran six states in New England, and I would get off the air from WRKO and around 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and we would have a show Friday evening, one on Saturday afternoon, one Saturday night, and one Sunday evening. I mean, it was. I think in many ways, sort of harkening back to what you guys did so many years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What should people expect when they come out to FanFest, Bob? I mean, are there matches, or are they just question and answer? How's it going?
No. Really, well, matches are included on Friday. No, Saturday and Sunday night, Greg has matches. But really, it's an opportunity for the fans, really what I think was pro wrestling's greatest era, to rub elbows with their heroes or the villains that they watched on TV in their ear for many, many years. They get to meet them. They get to have their picture taken with them. They get their autograph. They get to talk about what they meant to them when they were growing up and watching them on television. And it's just a time that is really exciting for them to be able to meet these people in person.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, were you a fan of pro wrestling before you found yourself working in the business?
No. Only as a kid, I used to watch some of it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I grew up there in Charlotte. I used to go down to Old Park Center and watch some of the matches on Monday night. But I was a young kid then.
Unlike now.
Unlike now.
All right. No,
now I'm an old kid.
You're an old kid. I love it. Well, you know, it's one of those things, Bob, that I think draws so many people into it. And it was one of the things that's always struck me when people talk about pro wrestling is that it many times falls into that category of the guilty pleasure. You know, there are a lot of people that say, oh, my goodness, I don't know anything about
yeah.
it. But, boy, they knew everything that was going on.
Hey, you're right about that. I had, you know, always had people tell me, hey, I don't watch that stuff. And then a little later on, they would tell me about something that happened, and I knew they had seen it, you know. Jeff, I got to tell you, one of the real features of this event is the Hall of Heroes banquet, which is held on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 300 people attend this banquet. It's, I think, really sold out. But this year, Paul Jones and Ivan Koloff, Thunderbolt Patterson, Sandy Scott, the late Johnny Weaver, and several more are going to be installed. And I get to say a few words about my friend Sandy Scott, and I'm really looking forward to that.
I think
it's really a great event.
I think it's going to be wonderful. A lot of people perhaps didn't realize that Johnny Weaver, when he was essentially done with pro wrestling, wound up at the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
he did a great job. For years he worked there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a loyal officer, did a great job. It's funny you mentioned Ivan Koloff, Bob. That was, I remember the very first match that I ever went to. It was 1971. There was a storm in Philadelphia. My dad had gotten tickets for us. It was Ivan Koloff against Gorilla Monsoon, and it was snowing so heavily, my dad said, we're not going to be able to go. And I cried and carried on, and somehow he drove through this blizzard to get us there, and boy, we had a great time.
Oh, I tell you, he was great, and he's such a fine individual. I love Ivan Koloff. He's a really, really nice guy. Outside the ring, that is.
That's right. He's in the ministry now, is he not?
Yeah. Yeah. He actually, I think it's his cousin Nikita,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's his, I'm not sure, but Nikita's some kin to Ivan, and Nikita really got Ivan into that, and Nikita has a ministry close to Charlotte in that area.
Oh, okay. Do me a favor.
Yeah, that brings up something that I'd like to bring up to you. That's one of the unique features about this event. And Greg, I think, is the only one that has a fan fest where on Sunday morning he has a worship service, and the guys, they get up and relate and tell about the changes that took place in their lives. And this Sunday, I'm looking forward to it because the speakers are going to be Ted DiBiase and Thunderbolt Patterson. Now, they go back a few years also.
Absolutely, and I know some of the stories from DiBiase. There were some stories out there, and so it's going to be interesting to hear the change. Do me a favor, if you would, Bob, hold on for just a second. Bob Caudill is joining us. Bob was Well, he was the man. He was the man on NWA television. He did it for so many years, as he mentioned, 30-plus years in the pro wrestling business. He's coming back home to Charlotte this weekend as the NWA Wrestling Legends Fan Fest takes place. It's going to be up at the Hilton in University City. Of course, all the details are up. If you go to the Jeff Katz page at WBT.com, we have all of those details up, and you can order tickets. You can make sure that you're there. We'll chat a little bit more with Bob Caudle. It's just an absolute privilege and a pleasure to have him here, and I'm hoping, against hope, that everybody who's enjoying the conversation will also have the opportunity to head up to the Legends Fan Fest this weekend. We'll talk more with Bob Caudle straight ahead. It's 547 Jeff Katz, News Talk 1110 WBT.
Jeff Katz is back on News Talk 1110 WBT.
554, Jeff Katz, News Talk 1110, WBT 99.3 FM on the web. It is WBT.com. Legends Fan Fest coming back to town August the 14th through the 17th. Hoping you'll have the opportunity to head out if you are a pro wrestling fan of any sort, particularly an NWA fan. This is where you need to be. It's just going to be an incredible event. Bob Caudle is joining us, and Bob actually needs no introduction, which will save us time and get us back to the conversation, Bob. It's a good one. You don't need an introduction.
I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm just surprised that people remember what we did, really.
Really? You never had a sense why you were doing it, no. Of just how entertaining it was?
No, it amazes me, really. I mean, you know, I've been in New York. I'd run into people that have seen us, and like you say, in Philadelphia, in Miami, all parts of the country like that. You know, you just had no idea that people... I think the satellite had a lot to do with that. People were picking up the program via satellite in a lot of places.
Yeah, well, it definitely changed the business. I mean, it went from being very much a regional sort of a thing in a different town every night doing a house show to all of a sudden you were doing a national television show.
That's right. That's what it really turned out to be. I was just looking at some of the guys here that Greg has got coming that I haven't seen. One I want to mention that lives there in Charlotte, and he had a great career ahead of him, and an unfortunate accident ended that. It was Terry Allen, which was Magnum TA, and you're probably familiar with that.
But, absolutely.
But also a wrestler here I haven't seen in many, many years, Ken Patera. Patera was a Pan American's weightlifting champion many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do all kind of things on TV with Patera. He would bend iron bars. One time we had him, he put his back up against the studio wall, and we had a pickup truck there, and he put his feet on the fender of it, and they cranked that sucker up and sat there and spun the tires while he held it off the wall. Things like that.
Just
a little bit different.
Just a little bit. Hey, Bob, I'm curious to know, you worked for a variety of folks over the years, 30 years in the business. When you look back, was it the Crocketts? Was it Turner? Was it Jim Cornette over at Smoky Mountain that provide you with the best memories?
No, it was Crocketts by far.
Really?
Although I'm crazy about Jim Cornette. He's a wow. You never know what Cornette's going to do from one minute to the next.
I used to look forward to doing TV with him anytime he would come into Boston. We just had a blast.
He's really, really a character. But you know, I go back so long with the Crocketts, so far back with the Crocketts, and there's just so many memories of the guys that came in. That was a period when all the great guys were coming through, you know, Flairs and Wahoo McDaniel and Rick Steamboat, Sting, all the, you know, and don't let me forget the Andersons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had what I think was the greatest tag team territory in the country during that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and that was, you know, in many ways, it was sort of a unique product. To get two guys that were willing and able to work together was a challenge.
Absolutely. One of the first tag teams I saw, and one of the first tag teams I broadcast was Johnny Weaver in a match, and that goes way, way back.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of the guys on the TV end of it that you appreciated working with? Not just the guys who were working in the ring, but guys who were doing play-by-play in color.
Yeah, well, one of them is a real friend of mine, and I haven't haven't talked with him recently, but it was Lance Russell. I don't know whether you ever heard of Lance or
sure,
not.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, he did the show out of Memphis for many, many years, and he works on with Turner, and he's just a whale of a nice guy.
Yeah.
And Tony Schiavone, who I guess grew up there in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And he started with the Crockett's, and we're, as a matter of fact, I sort of broke in Tony into the business. He worked with me when he first started for a little bit, and then moved out on his own there. But guys like that, and I don't want to forget Gordon Soley, who
yeah.
was one of the greats.
Oh.
I worked several times with Gordon, and you know those things like that really bring back a lot of wonderful memories.
I can remember many years ago sitting in a lounge with Gordon Soley, and I had a cocktail. Gordon had a few more than that, but exactly. But I'll tell you what, it was just one of the thrills of my lifetime to sit there and talk with him and have the opportunity later in the day to call a match with him. It was just incredible.
Yeah, you know the thing about Gordon, Jeff, was he'd call body parts names I didn't know what they were. You know.
Neither did the physicians. Hey, Bob, I'm out of time. I am so thrilled that you were here. We are doing everything we can to get folks out to FanFest, and I'm hoping against hope I have the chance to meet you as well.
Hey, please come out. I'd love to talk with you and love to meet you, Jeff. And thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. The legendary Bob Caudle, the best of the best, really is. He'll be out at FanFest starting Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. That's it for us today. Great job today, everybody. John Hancock is up next. 5:59, Jeff Katz, News Talk 1110, WBT.
First, with breaking news, weather, and traffic. News Talk 1110, WBT, Charlotte.